Hi everybody, I'm continuing with Tikkuni HaZohar. I was thinking, especially in this time when we are isolated in the house, to continue with Tikkuni HaZohar. We know that's the number one limud, that's the number one study. And more we study with Tikkuni HaZohar, more miracle can happen. So I'm going to read first in Aramaic, the Tikkuni HaZohar. V'kad ha'iyam mem, stimav de'ay mem rabata, milamarbe ha'bisra. There is a section in the Torah, in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, when they put the final letter Mem in the middle of the word, Milemarbe, in the middle. Veitavat aska veginat mar legabe kalatili mekudeshe betabat zo Mem sofit, vala itmar kutra begun manautz. And that's the same way when a woman get married, they put a ring that in the shape of final Mem in Hebrew, because there is a regular Mem and final Mem. So the final Mem look like a square. And that's the specific ring that a woman needs to have during the wedding. Valait mar kutra begulman ha'utz ba'aska, v'la chavar v'lo sumak, v'la ucham v'lo yarok v'la gavan klal. And within this mem, within this ring, there is a special spark, or not spark, a nekuda, a dot of light in there. And that light doesn't have any color. Doesn't have any color, like if specifically it say it's not light, it's not red, it's not dark, and it's not green. Ve'lo gavan klal. There is no gavan, there is no color to it. Bekad pashta la'nara, I avdin gavnin la'nara. And this nekuda, this dot of light spread all over. Let's see what Rav Brandon have to say to us. Ve'kad ha'i mem. And this is the letter mem, the final mem, within the word ulemishra. Ukshi mem is tuma. She mem agdola mina pasuku lemarbe misra. So this mem was supposed to be in the end of the Hebrew letter, appear in the middle of the Hebrew letter. Shemem zo af al pi shei bemta teva mikol makom avasoret lechtov bemem stuma, kmo besof teva venesal tabat kmo aba veima ilain. What is this ring that the woman wear? What is this exact final mem? It represents Abba ve'ima ila'in, meaning the father and the mother of above, related normally to Chochmah and Bina. She'orot ha'chochmah she'ba'em stumin, that the light of wisdom cannot be revealed, right? I mean, it's satum, it's potentially there, light of wisdom, but it's not revealed. B'shvil taba'at zu she'imem stuma, ne'emar, and because of that ring that look like a shape of final mem, it's written on Kiddushe Kala, when a man and a woman are getting married, you're supposed to say the pasuk, the verse, Tile mekudeshet betabat zu. You will be my kala, my bride, with this ring. And the ring have to be in the shape of mem. Shebezeh ne'esra al kol ha'olam. And by saying that, then that's mean they are belong to each other. They cannot cheat on each other. Ve'aliyah al bina, aynu Yisrael sabot v'nashem stumim lamadnu, atzura begalmuta. And that elevation that go to Israel Saba Utvuna, remind you, Israel Saba is the lower part of Chokmah, Tvuna is the lower part of Bina. So Israel Saba Utvuna is the two part, the belower of Abba ve'ima, the belower of father and mother. שהם סתומים למדנו הצורה בגלמותה, כלומר שהיא מבחינת היולי, בלתי נקראת נעוצה בתורה, כי בלי קו אמצעי, אין שום התפשטות. And this ring that look like the final mem, that it's satum, right? It's like you cannot, there's no way out, it's like a square. And there's no way out, it's almost like it's blocked from revealing itself. What does that mean spiritually? Okay? מה הוא אומר פה? That energy, that dot of light is there, but without becoming what we call the three column system, which is right, left, and center, there is no value for that. So things can be in your life perfect, but it's based on the value, not just how you value it, is what is the value of that existence. And to bring value to something out, you need a three column system. You need giving, you need receiving, and you need the ability to control between the two. כי בלי קו אמצעי אין שום התפשטות. without the central column, which is balanced, there's nothing that happening there. It's almost like holding a light bulb that has only minus and plus without the filament. Nothing is going on. והבוחין מתחלקים, and when there is no center column, then those energy is divided לחוכמות ובינות, to aspect that come from חוכמה and בינה, חסדים וגבורות, חסד and גבורה, or חסדים וגבורות, mercy and strength, or power. כל אחד כלול מיעוט שהם, and all of them is included with 10 ספירות, so you have חוכמות ובינות, חסדים וגבורות, 4 aspect, 4 times 10, 40, 40 is what? Mem, the final mem. והחסדים גבורות לא מצווחים לדעת שאומר שיבה בזכרון כנוגד הברכות שאתה לבינה, היא לא לבנה, לא אדומה, לא שחורה ולא ירוקה, ואין לה גוון כלל. כי הגוונים מבחינות דינים, זה משנה מדרגות. So why is it say before that that דת, that כל מלכות, doesn't have any color? Because what is color according to Kabbalah? Color means judgment. Because the original color is has no color. There is no color to the original thing. When something take a different color or a different shape, it's called dinim. It's called judgment. Why is it called judgment? Because it's far away from the makor. It's far away from the roots for where things came from. And he write like that. כי הגוונים בכלל דינים עושה, כי לבן מורה על אור החוכמה. For example, white is light of wisdom. Odem, וגוון הבינה. Red is בינה. ירוק, green, וגוון התפארת is the color of תפארת, or the color of זעיר אנפין. ושחור, גוון מלכות. And black is מלכות. וכל הזמן שאין התפשטות מן המם, but because the mem is square and it's closed, and there's no התפשטות, it doesn't spread out, and כמו אורות ראש, ובערת ראש עוד לא נתגלו שום גוונים. So for that reason, there is no color there, there is no revelation of light there, because there's no spreading out. כי שום חיצרון מביאות לא יכול לפעול למעלה ממקום מציאותו, שנתפשטה הבינה להעיר ממעלה, למטה, נעשו הגוונים להעיר בהם. The idea is, there is no light or color to the light when you go into Gibel Rishonot, when you go into the upper level. The color really begin in Bina and down. Because once you say color green, color red, color, I don't know, yellow, those colors, that's how far they go away from the original color. That's when there is more Bina. I wonder if that's where the Hindu took the chakra diagram with the color, because it start by them, by the light, and it end up as far as you can go. It end up with red, which is in Kabbalah, red is Bina, it's supposed to end up in black, that the last one is black. So first is Bina, red, and then green. They put the red actually in the bottom, and the green is in the middle. So let's understand, continue with this. Veraza. וסוד הדבר, first I'm going to read it from תיקוני הזוהר. ורזה דמילה, אותה אור כצלמה, קדי הוא אור מעוטף, ולא התפשט, ויהיו סתים מתקרי האוויר, אור סתים באות יוד, נקודה באכלה. כדף יגיון מהאוויר, נגלה אור, ודאו יהיו, והיום הרלוקים יהיה אור. Tell us the תיקוני הזוהר, before I'm going into explanation. The word אוויר mean air, okay? What we're breathing, air. So if we take air, in Hebrew it's called avir. If you take light in Hebrew it's called or. What's the difference? The yud. What is that yud? This is the nekuda be'echala. This is the dot of malchut within it. But we need to understand what it means. So let's go back to the explanation. V'sod ha'davar. I'm in pasuk dalet, verse dalet, page 207 in the sulam. Tikuna chamisha. Chamisha'ah. וסוד הדבר, אותה אור כסלמה, כשהוא אור מעוטף בלי התפשטות והוא סתום, אז הוא נקרא אוויר. When we talk about aspect of light that cannot be spread, what we call סתום, it's closed, it's blocked, you cannot spread it out, we call it אוויר. We call it that type of light אוויר. אוויר, again, the translation of the word אוויר, air. היינו שהאור סתום. That's mean that the light is blocked there, it cannot spread out. Al-de-ot-yud. How is it satum? How is it block? With the letter Yud, with the letter in Hebrew, letter called Yud, which represent in this section, She'i Malchut, which is represent the Malchut. Nekuda Be'echala. This is the dot of light, it's called Nekuda Be'echala, a dot within the chamber. What's the chamber? The letter Mem, very good. Ki Yud Nechrezet Bamila Or. When the Yud went into the word Or, light, Nesa Tziruf Avir. Then Or become Avir, become air. Ukshotit Yud Be'avir Nidgala Or. And when you take the Yud out from the word Avir, air, you get Nidgala Or, you're getting light. Vezeu Vayomer Elokim Ye'i Or. And that's what it means that Elokim say, let it be light. Let it be light. What do you mean, let it be light? It took the light out of the Avir. Let's understand it. Pirush. Malchut Nikret Nekuda. Malchut called that Nekuda, that dot. Vyisrael Saba Udvuna Shem Bina Nikraim Echal. Israel Saba Udvuna, we call it chamber. Ubesod Amituk Shel Midat Arachamim. Alta Malchut Lebina. Here, my dear friend, we need to master the concept of Tzimtzum Bet. What exactly Tzimtzum Bet? It's Bituk Adinim. Sweet the judgment of Malchut. What does that mean? That Malchut went up to Bina. Now wherever Malchut go, Malchut create an end. So if Malchut went up to Bina, let's say above Bina, then you have Keter Chochma, end. Because Malchut is always the end. And Bina and Zerapin or Tiferet, and Malchut went down. That's what's happening here. Ki עלתה מלכות לבינה בסוד נקודה בהיכלה, ונמצא שאור ההיכל נסתם. And because מלכות went up to בינה, the chamber that called בינה נסתם, block, like the mem, was סתומה. ונעשה לאוויר. So what happened? The אור, whatever used to be light, become air, אוויר. שפירושו קומת רוח. It become קומת רוח. Those of you who know what קומה? Koma means a measurement of a certain size. It's based on the amount of light and the reflection back, the Or Chozer. So the vessels has name of Sfirot. The light that will fulfill the vessel has a name of Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chaya V'Yechida. So when we say Komat Ruach, that's a second stage. It has to do with the Koma of Zer Anpin. So when we say that the Or, the light, went down, and become avir, become air, that's a code name for the concept of the yud went from being or, if you put the yud into the word or, okay, then what you having, you have avir now. You have avir. Avir mean air. So that's just the code that when Malchut went up to Bina and create the end in a different place, not in the bottom, in the upper top. And we call that levels, that measurement, Komat Ruach. It has to do with Komat Ruach. That's why we call it Avir. That's why we call it air. Because Ruach also means wind. So there is a connection. What is the connection? That Komat Ruach has to do with the Er Anpin only. Ki bezman sheyeshnam kol chameshet haorot, naran chai. Why? Now we need to answer. Why exactly we say it's only Komat Ruach? Because, tell us, Rav Brandwein, when you have the light completely from Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zer Anpin, Malchut, all the way it was created, then what happened? You have what type of light you're going in? Nefesh going to Malchut, right? Ruach go to Zer Anpin, right? Neshama go to Bina, Chaya going to Chochmah, and Yechidah going to Keter. That's a perfect situation. We call that Naran Chai. The fulfillment called Naran Chai. Naran Chai stands for Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, V'Yechidah. That's when it's called Or, light. Aval, al ide aliyat hanekuda le'echal, ne'esa ha'siyum v'azivuk tachat ha'chokhma. Now, when Malchut went up to Bina, for what we call Tzimtzum Bet, where is the end right now? The end is no longer in the bottom. If the end is no longer in the bottom, then wherever the end is, that's become the command, that's become the measurement. So what happened? The end become under Chochmah.
and Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut are now outside from the chamber. למטה, כיוון שלא נשאר בכלל אלא בית כלים כתב רוחמה. So if you have only two vessels left, because the end went up to below חוכמה, so you have כתר and חוכמה, so you have only two levels. What is two levels stand for? לכן לא נשאר שם אלא בית אורות, נפש ורוח, ואור רוח נקרא אוויר. So what is the level now that we're talking about? Zeranpin. What is the related level to Zeranpin, that the light is going to Zeranpin that I say before? Ruach. Okay? I hope you memorize that or put a picture. Hopefully we can put a picture there so you can have an understanding. So again, if you have only two vessels, you have only two type of light. The first light that's going into the vessel is Nefesh. The second level is Ruach. So now you know why the Zohar specifically said, Tikkuni HaZohar, that it changed from Or le'avir, because avir related to the word ruach in Hebrew. Ruach mean wind, avir mean air. So it's related. For, it's a code for the word ruach. I hope you're clear. If you don't, please send us a letter and do the best. I just want to finish that point. I know I'm promised to be short, but it's very powerful section. V'zamru, v'razad emila, kadiyu or me'utav, aynu bezman aliyat ha'malchut lebina. ולא התפשט, כי כשאין בקומה רק אור רוח שהובה פצוות, אין לה התפשטות, והוא סתים, כי הערת ופצוות היא קטנות. אז המדרגה היא סתומה, ותקרה אוויר. So when the יוד, which is מלכות, went up to above בינה, it create סתימה, it create a blockage for the flow of the normal light to come out. Not that the flow of light cannot come out, the flow of light come, but it doesn't come to expression without the other parts that below it. And that situation called katnut. Katnut. Because it's not all the light been revealed. ותקרי אוויר, we call it air. כי אור רוח מכונה בשם אוויר. Because the light is called in the level of רוח, the level of רוח, remember, נפש רוח, מכונה בשם אוויר, הוא קולט אוויר. כד אפיק יוד מאוויר את גלי האור. If you take the יוד out, the letter יוד out from the word אוויר, which mean air, you're going to get light. אחר כך שיירו המוחים נגדלות של ישראל סבור תבונה המלכות ירדה למקומה, בזה יצא יוד מאוויר. But when? We know that there is stages of growing every day. Every day. Every Shabbat, every holiday, specifically in Passover. So there is Katnun, there is Gadlut. Katnun meaning what type of light is coming, what type of ability of expression of that light is coming. So when you create a small amount of light, it's called Katnun, because not all this light revealed. But when we get to Israel Tzaba Utvuna, and Malchut went back to her place, then that's mean the Yud coming out of the Avir, coming out from the air. And that become or. וחזר צירוף אור למקום ודאיו, ויומר אלוקים יהי אור. So when it say ואים, ויומר אלוקים יהי אור, and אלוקים say let it be light, okay? It mean that was after צמצום בית, the old בראש, it's after צמצום בית, that now אלוקים said to the אוויר, it's time to become or again. כי כיוון שיש להם אי כלים, חזרו אי אורות, נרן חי, ונתלבשו בהם. So now everything become perfect. The same like the vessel, כתר חוכמה בין עזר אנפין מלכות, ריסיבי נרן חי, נפש רוח נשמה, חיה יחידה. ומה שלפעמים מפרש הזו נקודה בהיכלה על החוכמה, של נקודה שהיא בהיכלה, בסדר סף ודונה, שהוכל נקודה נמנה, שהיא אבא ואמא אילאין, ואין אבא ואמא מגלים החוכמה שבהם, אלא בסול ההיכל שהוא בינה. So there is time, תל עזר הבנדן, that the Zohar also called חוכמה נקודה בהיכלה. The dot within the echal. Okay? And there, they are talking there about the light of wisdom that not come to expression. ולפעמים מפרש נקודה בהיכלה של נקודה עם מלכות העולה לבינה, בצנטס תיקוני הזוהר talk about the dot in the chamber, meaning when מלכות went up to בינה, צמצום בית, שהיא החל. העניין כי לעולם אינה חוכמה מתגלה אלא במלכות, שנקראת לישון בת עין. And we know light of wisdom can only be revealed by מלכות, as we study in the four phases. עין הוא הנקודה השחורה שבעין. For that reason, we call מלכות ishon bat ein, the dark part of the eye, the pupil. Einu nekuda shekol shebein, shei ikar shebein, because that's the main part of the eye. Why? משום ששאר גימל הגוונים שבעין, the other three color in your eyes, said תורס תיקון עזר, הוא סוד חגת, it's חסד גבורת תפארת. So our eyes is built from חסד גבורת תפארת, חסד is the white, okay? Then you have the גבורה, there is two part, and then you have תפארת, and then the dark part, the pupil, is מלכות. גימל הגוונים שבעין הוא סוד חגת, שאין החומה נקראת ראייה, מתגלה בהם. But the light of wisdom is not being revealed in the color or in the white of your eyes. אמנם אינה מלכות מהירה בחוכמה, רק בזמן שזכר ונקבה עולים במלבישים. But we know also מלכות stay dark until there is a real זיווג, a real connection between the חוכמה, between זכר ונקבה. And because when the two aspects of the lower level, Zachar and Nekeva, male and female, are making the connection, it's activating Malbishim le'aba ve'ima ila'in. They become an expression of the father, the mother, the upper father and the mother, Chokhmah and Bina. Meaning, I mean, we can take it even to our life. It doesn't mean he say it here. You know, how you behave to each other as two friends, activating the forces of above, how they behave to each other. Because they behave good all the time, but cannot come to an expression if there is no doing in this world. So here is not talk about anything physical, but it's saying that the whole idea that Malchut will shine is only when Zachar and Nekeva, the male and the female, elevate themselves and dress אבא ואימא, שאן תכלול בית החוכמות ביחד חוכמה הילאה. And then it comes to a full expression of the light of wisdom, וחוכמת התאה, the upper חוכמה and the lower חוכמה, כי באצילות יש בית נקודות הנקראות חוכמה. Because when we talk about the level of emanation, the world of emanation, called אצילות, there is two level of חוכמה. And again, if it's new to you and the language new, just repeat it many times until I'm just translating. ונקראות בת Aleph, the first one called the daughter, the first daughter, היא חוכמה עליונה שהם אבא ואימא. It's the upper חוכמה, which is אבא ואימא, father and mother. בית, חוכמה תחתונה שהיא מלכות. The second חוכמה is מלכות. וכשהן מתייחדות על ידי זה רנפין, שחגת שלו נקראים שין, נעשה צירוף שבת. Now you know the word שבת, what it mean. The word שבת mean that Chagat, Chesed Gvurah Tiferet, is the three column of the Shin, and the bottom is the Malchut, is the Bat. And Tikunei Hazor, or Rav Brandel explained, that there is the upper light of wisdom from Abba ve'Ima, then we have the lower Chokhmah, which is Malchut, and when there are unification between those two forces, it's called Shabbat. That's why Shabbat is so important. מהירה, שאז מהירה המלכות בחוכמה. What is Shabbat? That מלכות now receiving all the light of wisdom that meant to be received. So powerful. So, so powerful. And again, we say מלכות never shine. But מלכות shine during Shabbat. For that reason, on Shabbat, you're supposed to do all the physical thing that you're not supposed to be doing. Eat more, have fun more, all the physical thing. I end up this Tikkuni HaZohar for today. Hopefully, I hope you enjoy. Bye-bye.